Monday in the 18th week of the ordinary time 1. First reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verses 4 to 15. Now the rabble that were among them had a strong craving, and the people of Israel also wept again, and said, "Oh, that we have meat to eat! We remember the feast we ate in Egypt for nothing. The cucumber, the melon, the leeks, the onion, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at." Now the manna was like coriander seed, and its appearance like that of bdellium. The people went about and gathered it, and ground it in meal or beat in the mortars, and boiled it in pots, and make cakes of it. And the taste of it was like the taste of cake baked with oil. When the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell with it. Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, every man at the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord blazed hotly, and Moses was displeased. Moses said to the Lord, "Why hast you dealt ill with thy servant? And why have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou dost lay the burden of all these people upon me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I bring them forth? And you should say to me, 'Carry them in the bosom, as a nurse carry the suckling child, to the land which thou didst swear to give their fathers, where I am to get meat to give to all these people.' For they weep before me and say, 'Give us meat that we may eat.' I am not able to carry all these people alone. The burden is too heavy for me. If thou wilt deal thus with me, kill me at once. If I find favor in thy sight, that I may not see my wretchedness." The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 14, verse 13 to 21. When Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a lonely place apart. But when the crowd heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. As he went ashore, he saw a great throng, and he had compassion on them, and healed their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a lonely place, and the day is now over. Send the crowd away to go into villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish." And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowd to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples. And the disciple gave them to the crowd. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. Sharing of the reading. Third theme. The easy solution isn't the bad solution. People have a tendency to solve everything easily and quickly. To keep what is easy and like to do, and to eliminate what is difficult and hate to do. However, human life isn't so simple. There is a time when people must choose a more difficult solution, which requires more sacrifices to achieve what they desire. For example, studying, training their body, doing business, or practicing virtues. Today's reading wants to illustrate the tendency of human beings. In the first reading, the Israelites wanted to return to Egypt to enjoy their favorite food instead of having to eat the manna, which they were so used to in the desert. Moses was also so tired to lead the Israelites, and he wanted God to take away the heavy burden, the Israelites, from him. In the Gospel, after spending the whole day with people, the apostle came and said to Jesus, "This is a lonely place, and the day is now over. Send the crowd away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." Second analysis. First reading. "I am not able to carry all these people alone. The burden is too heavy for me." Third point. People wanted to return to their slavish life in Egypt. The most basic need of human life is eating and drinking, because they are needed to protect life. But they aren't all human needs. People also need to satisfy other important needs, such as intellectual and spiritual things. The Israelites, during their 40 years of wandering in the desert, were fallen into temptations of food and drink. They forgot all about the other needs. They said, "Oh, that we have meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers, the melon, the leeks, the onion, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at." Let us look at the Israelite temptation in the desert, so that we can learn about all the temptations of our life and to avoid them. First, when they were mistreated as slaves by the Egyptians, they cried out to God to liberate them from the Egyptians. God sent Moses to lead them out of Egypt. When they had liberty, they demand water and bread. God gave them water and manna. After satisfied with water and manna, they demand meat. God gave them quail. When had quail, they cried and demanded things are described in today's passage. Fish, the cucumber, the melon, the lettuce, the onion, and the garlic. It isn't ended with these. When they were satisfied their longing, they demanded Aaron to make for them a golden calf to worship. Every time they were in need, they threatened Moses that they want to return to Egypt and to live a slavish life for them. God continued to patiently love them, to satisfy their need, to educate them with his teaching, and to bring them into the promised land, as he promised to their forefathers and leaders. Second point. Moses asked God to take away his heavy burden. Leadership isn't easy, especially with so many people living under very difficult situations. Moses heard about all the Israelite complaints and threats, why God's anger burned like hot charcoal. He doesn't know how to solve the problem, so he came to God and said to him, "Why have you dealt ill with your servant? And why have I not found favor in your sight? That you not lay the burden of all these people upon me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I bring them forth? That you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom,' as a nurse carry their sucking child, to the land which you did swear to give their fathers? Where am I to get meat to give to all these people? For they weep before me and say, 'Give us meat that we may eat.' I am not able to carry all these people alone. The burden is too heavy for me. If you will deal thus with me, kill me at once. If I find favor in your sight, that I may not see my wretchedness." Moses' reaction is understandable because he is still a human being. Though he tried the best as he can, he still couldn't satisfy all the Israelite needs. When the leader tried the best and his followers are still displeased, ingratitude and threatened, who can endure and continue to lead them? Though sad the words, Moses still loved them, and later, when God wanted to wipe the Israelite out, Moses patiently interceded with God to forgive them. When a person loves God, he must also love his brothers and sisters and can't let them to be wiped out. God doesn't want any of his children to be destroyed forever. Therefore, to become God's leader, Moses must also be patient to teach and to love the Israelites as God did for them. Second, the gospel. They need not go away. You give them something to eat. Third, the apostle reaction. The miracle feeding of the 5,000 is one of the rare miracles which were reported by all four evangelists. We should read all four accounts to find out the reason why the apostle asked Jesus to dismiss people so they could find something to eat in the nearby villages. First, the fear of spending their own money. Philip said to Jesus, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. See John chapter 6, verse 7. Second, the fear of sharing what they had. Jesus said to Jesus, there is a lad here. We had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? See John chapter 6, verse 9. Third, the fear of going out and buying food for the people. The apostle might think that Jesus and they only have the spiritual responsibilities for people, such as teaching and healing. The material needs, people must take care of themselves. How could Jesus and they care for all the people's needs? Second point, Jesus' determined and merciful reaction. Jesus had compassion for people. He isn't satisfied with providing the spiritual needs. When he heard the apostle request to disperse people so that they could buy their own food in the nearby villages, he challenged them. They need not go away. You give them something to eat. As the good shepherd, Jesus set a good example for all shepherds to do following for the sheep. Third, they should care for both spiritual and material needs of people. Second, they must teach, heal, and correct them. Third, they worry not only their present, but also for their future. Jesus did this by doing the following. He chained the disciples to continue his preaching of the good news and spreading of God's love. He established the sacrament of the Eucharist to remain and to nourish people. Most of the scholars saw Jesus' establishment of the sacrament of the Eucharist in today's passage formula. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowd. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces left over. Application in life. Love demands patience to educate and sacrifice to bring life. If God also uses the easy and quickly solution, we shall not have opportunity to protect our life. If our parents also choose easy, quickly, and convenient solution, we shall not be existed and have a life like we have now. Let's be selfish, so with one hand we gather what is good, and with other hand we throw out what is burdensome and we don't like it. If we receive for free, we should also freely give. Amen.